I'm Jason Stein, publisher of Automotive News, and this is Daily Drive. It's Monday, July 13th. When the federal government offered an unprecedented $660 billion economic lifeline earlier this year, thousands of dealers nationwide grabbed it. The Paycheck Protection Program gave dealers the confidence to be able to operate the business in a way that allowed them to keep their employees on board as long as they could. Many dealers told us the PPP did exactly what it was intended to do. Now, following the release of data from the U.S. Small Business Administration, the numbers around the forgivable loans are staggering to examine. And that's exactly what Automotive News did. Reporters Larry Veliquet, Lindsay Van Hulley, and David Muller dug into the data. The analysis of the loan documents put a real number behind the program and illustrate the dramatic number of dealership jobs that were retained thanks to the cash infusion. To talk about the staggering details, we've reached Larry Veliquet at his home office south of Detroit, Michigan. Hi, Larry. How are you?
Doing well, Jason. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. And your page one story, which is this week in Automotive News, July 13th issue, extremely topical because not only are the Paycheck Protection Program announcements that came out recently, have they been in the news, but you've drilled down deeper into the retail community. I want to get to some of those numbers, but I want to start off with dealer Don Lee. Tell our listeners about Don Lee and maybe how he took advantage of the program.
Yeah. So Don Lee is, he owns Lee Auto Malls up in Maine, right? They have seven new stores, new vehicle stores, and 12 used. And if you look at Don, like so many dealers across the nation this spring, was staring into the face of the first pandemic in his lifetime. And it was an existential crisis, right? He didn't know both personally what would happen to him, what would happen to his employees, and especially for our purposes, what would happen to his business.
He couldn't do anything. He was completely shut down.
Yeah. They were shut down for more than a month by the pandemic and by the, you know, by the precautions and social distancing. And he faced this with zero economy, and he looked out, and the federal government threw him and 16,626 other dealers nationwide a lifeline through the Payroll Protection Act.
So how much money did Don receive?
Don was in the upper trench. He's one of 44 loans that were made nationwide to auto dealers of between $5 and $10 million. And the funny thing about Don, and to really know him well, he has a number of FCA stores, which is how I got to know him. He's a fabulous guy. But he and his partner grabbed onto this lifeline to keep their business afloat and their employees employed. And that program, and Don says it best, that program did exactly what it was supposed to do. And it gave them the confidence to keep operating. And it was funny. They used the money to pay their payroll expenses as it was intended and to help with some of their other fixed expenses. But once they realized that they were going to be in a position that they gave their employees a holiday on their each of their employees a holiday on their healthcare copayments in May to help them out, and they also realized that they weren't going to use all the money so that they had borrowed, and other businesses were still, when they realized that, other businesses in the nation still had not been funded, so they gave 10% of that money back and put it back into the fund to let somebody else borrow it.
In fact, he said, we knew there were other businesses that hadn't yet received funding or even approvals. So he told you, quote, we felt we would only hold on to the money that we were going to need and not hold on to the money that we were not going to need. This is a noble effort here.
Yeah, it really is. And to know Don is to know that that's exactly the kind of thing he would do. But the other, you know, Don leads the story off, but there are a number of dealers that we talked to around the country who, you know, were facing exactly the same situation that he was, just a new novel thing, right? And with no idea how to address it or what impact it was going to make on their businesses. And they took these loans and it, you know, it would seem like free money, right? To those of us that don't own multi-million dollar businesses. But these guys have, they've had to work through some interesting situations on the back end to try and figure out, okay, well, what percentage of this is forgivable? What's going to happen from a tax situation? It may turn out to be free money, but it's not like it comes with no strings attached.
Yeah, hugely complicated for the dealers that I talk to. Incredibly complex, numerous hoops to jump through. I think one of the most important things in the story, there, a couple of other dealers were also referenced. One of them was Earl Stewart, who is, of course, a Toyota dealer in North Palm Beach, Florida. And what I thought was interesting, Larry, is Earl kind of sums up maybe the feeling for the entire dealer body, which is absent the loan, he would have laid off employees just to be prudent. And in a worst-case scenario, it would have included half of his staff. But the loan gave him the confidence to not have to do any of that. That's kind of what you heard too, correct?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, one of the things that we thought about when we first dug into this data that was put out by the Small Business Association or Small Business Administration is what's the difference between a dealer in say, New York, where you had a total shutdown versus somebody in Texas that didn't have that shutdown in the spring. Now they, you know, they may face it now, but how did they deal with that? And was it different? And I think it wasn't as different as what I thought it was, as was going to be, because, dealers that stayed open, they still had that same trepidation because of the, you know, the nationwide, shutdowns and how business kind of, you know, just collapsed into itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you think about a year ago, we were at a 17 million SAR, right?
Right.
And then we'll be very lucky to hit 12 this year.
Let's talk about some of the data. You really dug in here. Give us some of your more surprising findings.
So, the most surprising finding for me was the sheer number of loans and the percentage of the dealer body that took them. If we used, there were 16,626 loans made to new car dealers across the United States, not used only stores, but businesses that were tagged as new vehicle dealerships. If you put that against what the Automotive News dealer census is, it's about 93% of privately owned dealerships in the country. And remember, if you will, that you know the six large publics all opted out of this program for various reasons early on, and so they didn't. They have 925 stores by themselves. None of those participated. So I think just the sheer
The magnitude of it,
how diverse this industry is, right?
Yep.
And that 93% of dealers agreed on anything is pretty remarkable.
So when you totaled it all up, Larry, how much was the cash infusion?
Well, because of the way that the data dropped and the way that the SBA classified the data, we don't have an exact figure for dealers. But we do have a range, and we're looking at least $7.8 billion on the low end to almost $12 billion on the high end.
Wow.
And the reason that we don't have a little closer idea of what it was because that each loan, the loans over $150,000 made to businesses across the country didn't have the exact amounts. They only had a range, and that range could be anywhere from, you know, 350,000 to a million to as high as, you know, between 5 and 10 million, which is what Don got for his stores. So We don't have an exact figure. And the loans below $150,000, they had the loan amounts, the exact loan amounts, but they didn't have who got them, only the towns.
Several news organizations, including the Associated Press, are suing the SBA. They want a complete release of the loan data, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's taxpayer money, it's government money. And really that data ought to be made public. The SBA, when I contacted them for the data, they said that the reason that it was restricted was because on the low end, if you had a low number of employees, someone could figure out how much somebody made, which I frankly just don't buy. But whatever. There's a lawsuit. Others are suing it. Hopefully that data will someday be totally made whole.
So according to the loan documents, that infusion retained 761,000 U.S. dealership jobs. But that's not even an accurate number either, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, if you put together all these loans, there are a great number that don't say how many jobs it retained. And there are a great number that say zero. Right now, I don't know if it's someone inaccurately putting down on their loan app or getting transposed, but there are a great number of them like that. So we know it's at least 761,000, and it's probably many more.
It's an amazing story when you dig into all of the data and when you think about the implications of it all. There's a great anecdote which ends the page one story from a local to the automotive news area, and that's Bob Schumann, who is the owner of Schumann, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Walled Lake, Michigan. I know you and I both know Bob well. And
oh yeah, and it's always important to note Bob's an attorney.
Right. Yes. Bob is an attorney. Yes. Well, Bob was waiting anxiously. And by the way, Bob also has an accounting degree. He called the program stunningly complex is what he said about the program. But it also helped him immensely. But when auto dealerships in Michigan were forced to close all operations on March 24th, he and then in-person sales were finally given the go-ahead in May. So 2 months, Bob had applied for the money early on, concerned that he wasn't going to have enough to keep the lights on and keep people in the building. But he got a call on Easter Sunday, April 12th, thought it was his sister calling him. It was his banker calling to tell him his loan had been approved and he would have the money on Monday. He says in the story, "It was crazy. It was the most stressful thing I've ever done." Amazing stories, lifelines that have been extended, and an excellent job by the Automotive News editorial team and you, Larry Valiquette, for putting this together. And thanks so much for being on Daily Drive again.
Oh, happy to do it. And I want to give a shout out here to my co-authors on this, Dave Muller and Lindsay Van Holly, and our editing team for getting this over the goal line. This was a story that would normally take us a couple of weeks, and we got it all done in a week, so, and less than that.
Amazing stuff. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Jason.
We reached Automotive News reporter Larry Valiquette at his home office south of Detroit, Michigan. And that's Daily Drive for Monday, July 13th. For breaking news, go to autonews.com. And for a library of more than 85 stories, go to autonews.com/dailydrive. We'll be back Tuesday.